This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Toll free, 1-800-259-5791. It is your show, and we're here till 10 o'clock Eastern. So plenty of time for you to bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have live streams, a broadband version of the show, as well as a dial-up version. Both of them are totally free, so take advantage of them. freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call toll-free 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
All right, we need to go to the phones, to the fun. This is your show. Let's talk to Justin. Justin in Oklahoma, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich.
Okay, Ian, I actually had a question for you.
Yeah, Justin.
You guys have talked about trademarking with logos and things like that in the past.
Many times.
And you've mentioned, I haven't heard saying exact copies. You've talked about similar logos and customer confusion.
Mm-hmm, right.
But what if I made an exact copy of, say, the Walmart logo and made an exact replica of a Walmart building, constructed it, and, you know, it looked exactly like Walmart, same products, everything. Would you be okay with me doing that?
I think that, well, first off, you're in a fantasy land, and you're not really dealing with reality. The reality is, in order to acquire all of the same products that Walmart has, you'd have to deal with those products' vendors. You'd have to deal with those companies, and in that case, they would know that you're not the real Walmart because you're not the normal buyers that they deal with from Walmart, and they would tell you to go take a hike. They're not going to put their products in your sham store.
Now, this is my position on this, and my position on this has always been, I guess, the most unique on intellectual property rights on the show, which is that, say you have a machine that can replicate things identically. You have the Walmart replicator machine, and mm-hmm. it can make your own Walmart. Now, for you to make your... I always use the example of a chair, a nice antique rocking chair. You have a nice chair, this guy can make a chair, and it's the most amazing rocking chair in the world. You know, figure out the plans, or you come up with the idea for this chair on your own, or whatever, or you even use his ideas, and you make your own rocking chair. That's fine. You used your own materials, you used his idea, but that's just intellectual. That's just a thought. So you make your own chair for your own use. That's your property. Now, if you make those chairs and you start selling those chairs, the money gained from using that idea, that's not yours. You're stealing at that point. You're creating profit from someone else's effort.
What if you're tapping into a market that's halfway across the world? What if you're tapping into a market where the old man will never get a chance to sell his rocking chairs?
I don't think it matters. I don't think it matters.
Hmm. Seems like a hole in what you're suggesting there.
I don't.
If the old man's in China and you're living in California and there's no way his Chinese chairs are going to get to California, why is that
such a... I think he would give it you his permission at that point.
Hmm. Justin, any thoughts?
Mm-hmm.
You could incentivize him somehow. You should be able to do that.
Well, if I were to pay vendors extra money for whatever reason.
I doubt you'd be able to outbid Walmart. I really doubt that.
Yeah.
Not me myself, but another corporation could.
Right.
Or a company.
Well, for that corporation to have that money, they'd have to have been doing some good things, and they'd actually have to be satisfying customers, and they'd have to get to a point of actually being able to acquire the money in order to make those bribes.
I'm saying, if you could make a Walmart replica in an area where, for some reason, Walmart couldn't be, and you were to offer Walmart some sort of bonus, like a percentage of your profits, in order to use the Walmart name...
But the franchise.
That's called a franchise.
Yeah.
And you know what? They'd probably want you to do it, to spread their name. You could incentivize. And if the guy with the rocking chair wants to use that exact same rocking chair and start selling it on his own, he could probably incentivize the original inventor.
That's a good point. I mean, sometimes we go so ludicrous with the what-if scenarios on this show, it's important to bring it back down to earth.
Yeah.
And that's a great point,
and
that you'd essentially become a franchise, because if you're going to open a big box store, that's a lot of money. I mean, you're spending a lot of money, you're going to get a lot of products, it's going to cost you a few million dollars to do that. You're not going to want to go in there and make Walmart look bad. You're using their name.
Right, and if... Yeah, exactly. And
franchises cost money, though.
If an original inventor of a product doesn't want you to create an exact copy of that product or it doesn't want you to profit from their idea, then you shouldn't. That's their profits that you're taking. And if they say no, then, you know, you shouldn't be. You know, but if you're making it for your own personal use, you're not profiting from it, then I have no problem with that.
Walmart probably wasn't the best example, but say a McDonald's or something like that, something smaller, but something that you could replicate.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm using the example of a rocking chair. A rocking chair. It's very, you know, just a it's something simple. It's made of wood. It's just an item. But a rocking chair can have a design. It can be very individual and unique. You know, it could have a horse on it or something like that.
It's likely that if you were to do something like that, open up a faux McDonald's, that in a free market society, your reputation rating would take a big hit. It wouldn't be good for you in the long run. Thanks for the call, Justin. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-5791, toll-free 1-800-259-5791. All right, so we got other content tonight. Johnson, where are we going first?
Well, I like to talk about a difference between men and women.
Oh, boy, I like this stuff.
This is an article. It's
men have penises, women have vaginas.
Yeah, thanks for that.
Don't forget the chromosome, the X and Y chromosome.
Right? Well, apparently, what I'm talking about, the Germans have a word for it.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Schadenfreude.
Schadenfreude.
Schadenfreude. When it comes to getting pleasure from someone else's misfortune, men seem to enjoy it more than women.
Hmm. Pleasure from someone else's misfortune.
Hmm. Okay, meaning like they watch somebody who's a bad man get beaten up. That gives them pleasure, I
mm-hmm.
suppose.
Hmm. This is the conclusion reached by scientists at University College London in what they say is the first...
Shouldn't these scientists be working on the cure?
And what they say is the first neuroscientific evidence of Schadenfreude.
Schadenfreude.
Schadenfreude. You're German.
No, I'm not, actually.
No, you're not? Oh, okay.
I just happen to know that one word because it was a word of the day from dictionary.com a while back. But anyway, go ahead.
Okay. Using brain imaging techniques, they compared how men and women reacted when watching other people suffer pain. If the sufferer was someone they liked, areas of the brain linked to empathy and pain were activated in both sexes. Women had a similar response if they disliked the person experiencing the pain, but men showed a surge in the reward areas of the brain. The women had a diminished empathic response, said Dr. Klaas Inu Stefan, a co-author of the report, but it was still there. Whereas in the men, it was completely absent.
Wow.
The scientists who reported their findings in the journal Nature said...
So this makes sense from an evolutionary imperative standpoint. You know, as a male, it's our job to, A, provide food for our families, and B, protect the family. So if somebody has done something bad to our family or our tribe, we need to be able to enact retribution upon that mm-hmm. person. So it's interesting.
And war and victory and wars. I mean, men have, you know, traditionally throughout our history been the...
Violent ones.
Yeah, the soldiers.
Right.
So, I mean, violence there, I think so. It continues to say, empathic responses to other people are not automatic, as has been assumed in the past, but depend on the emotional link to the person who has observed suffering. In the two-part study, 32 men and women volunteers played a game in which they exchanged money with four other people who were actors playing a part. The actors were either fair characters who returned equal amounts of cash that had been given to them, or unfair people who gave little or no money back to the volunteers.
Hmm.
In the second part of the experiment, the volunteers were placed in magnetic imaging brain scanners as they watched the actors receiving a mild electric shock, similar to a bee sting. The scientists measured reactions of the volunteers in areas of the brain associated with pain and empathy while the actors experienced pain. The responses shown in the brain images were backed up with questionnaires filled by the volunteers. Men admitted to having a much higher desire for revenge than women and derived satisfaction from seeing the unfair person being punished.
Mm. That's pretty interesting stuff, Johnson.
So, and I, you know, it's funny. I found myself becoming amused when they
just thinking about it. You mean
when they start talking about punishing the person who was unfair?
Right, the scammers.
I guess I'm male.
So men are more. Men have a greater propensity towards revenge. However, a woman scorned. On the other hand,
look at the Three Stooges, though. I mean, come on.
800-259-5791. By the way, Schadenfreude actually means pleasure derived from the misfortunes of others.
Schadenfreude.
All right, on the way, we got corrupt cops. We got Google turning down the feds. That's interesting news.
Big one.
This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Did you know that recent estimates by the Arthritis Foundation put the number of Americans with arthritis or chronic joint symptoms at 66 million, or 1 in 3 adults? Or that arthritis is the nation's leading cause of disability among Americans over age 15? Most individuals diagnosed with arthritis don't think anything can be done to help. Those who are aware of treatment options fear the debilitating side effects associated with prescription drugs. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we feature herbal formulations like Joint Care, whose safety and effectiveness in supporting healthy joints has been established in over 50 clinical trials and research studies. Joint Care facilitates freedom of movement by promoting circulation and enhancing the overall functioning of the musculoskeletal system. Don't let arthritis stop you from doing the things you enjoy or leading a normal, healthy, and active life. Visit us online today at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of death. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save $750 on select styles. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So don't replace your kitchen cabinets, reface them. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069 and save $750 on select styles. Offer ends 2/25/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Custom cabinet refacing from Sears. 1-800-300-8069. Call now. 1-800-300-8069.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791, Friday night edition of the show. Ian here with you.
And Jonathan.
And Manwich. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Vote for us at vote.freetalklive.com. If you're not angry, that is. Go to vote.freetalklive.com. It helps us stay on the top of the podcast charts, and that's valuable because it brings new listeners into the show, and it's really appreciated. It's once a month sort of a thing, so it's not a big burden. Just go to vote.freetalklive.com. All you need is an email address. Very simple stuff. All right, let's go to the phones to Dave in New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich. Hello.
Gentlemen.
Hey, Dave, what's up?
Got a new report for you, the latest event scheduled to happen.
Ooh, what's up? What's going on?
The folks at NHFree.com have challenged the feds to a snowball fight.
Oh,
what? What?
It's great.
Please tell me more.
And if they do not show, then the target of the snowball fight will be the federal building itself in Concord. So that's
could that be considered vandalism?
Well, we will find out.
I mean, really. I mean, it snows anyway, so the building's going to have snow on it in the first place. But you're talking about throwing snow on, like, the side of the building, the wall of the building or something like that?
It might be considered vandalism if they built a giant snow penis on the lawn of the...
Maybe so.
I don't know.
I don't mean to give anyone any ideas or anything.
The building's there. There are all these barricades, apparently, to keep tanks from getting in the building. So it'd have to be an aerial assault, and snowballs are in the air, so...
I don't think that I don't think they could get you with any sort of a vandalism charge because it's just ice.
Plus, you broke windows.
Would that be a huge problem if they arrested a bunch of people for throwing snowballs at a federal building?
Be interesting.
It's funny.
So you're going to send an invitation to them to have a snowball fight?
Yes, it may have already been. You send the invitation. I'm here with the plotters and schemers and the.
I see. It would seem like, you know, it's an interesting idea. It's something I've never even heard of before, and it might work. Not like these guys are fun-loving individuals. They're angry bureaucrats.
Well, and I wouldn't go out.
What if they challenge? What if they get the entire police force out there and they just pummel you?
I would not for a second go out against somebody who I was, ideologically on the, polar opposites with, and have a snowball fight because, you know, snowballs can hurt. They can make ice balls. They can put rocks in the middle of their snowballs.
And I've been to a lot of libertarian meetings, and I don't know that I'd want to side with the libertarians against, like, for example, the police athletic league.
I see.
Well, I guess we'll gain for our cause by suffering then.
Well, best of luck. When's this going to happen?
I think it's February 8th or 11th or something like that. Just go to nhfree.com. It's on the calendar.
There you go. Keep us in the loop, Dave. Thanks for the call. 800-259-5791. It would seem like it might work. I mean, because the bureaucrats normally, they don't respond to communications when you send them emails and when you try to get them on the phone.
It is an unusual thing.
They don't return your calls. But if you give them an opportunity to be lazy, I mean, to take a break from sitting in the office all day, maybe they will come outside.
Maybe.
All right.
I don't know. I'd be afraid that they'd all show that the officers would all show up and then just decide at the last minute, that was assaulting an officer. You're all in the mess.
I don't know if they're going to challenge the federal police. I think they're just going to find some federal bureaucracy that happens to be in New Hampshire and challenge them. I definitely wouldn't want to take on
the cops.
I
think you should challenge the board of cosmetology.
Yeah, there you go.
You knew where I was going.
Let's go to Jeff in Denver. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I just wanted to talk a little bit about the First Amendment. I read a couple of things. I thought I'd share with everybody, of course, the First Amendment, something President Bush, the village idiot, doesn't know anything about, or the FBI. What does the FBI stand for? I think it stands for frickin' bunch of idiots.
Okay.
Anyways, of course, they don't believe in the First Amendment. Anyways, I thought I'd share this with everybody. This from certain court decisions, it says at the heart of the First Amendment is a recognition of the fundamental importance of free flow of ideas and opinions on matter of public interest and concern. The freedom to speak one's mind is not only the aspect of individual liberty and thus a good unto itself, but it is also essential to the common quest for the truth and vitality of society as a whole.
Sounds good.
Yeah, and that's from a court case. And it further says one of the prerogatives of American citizenship is the right to criticize public men and measures, and such criticism will not always be reasoned or moderate. Public figures, as well as the media or anyone, public officials will be subject to caustic and sometimes unpleasant.
Absolutely. They should expect it. Government bureaucrats and officials should expect to be just roasted in public.
Unpleasantly sharp attacks. That's exactly what it says, and it says the candidate or the person who vaunts his or her spotless record and sterling integrity cannot convincingly cry foul when the watchdog group or you guys or whoever attempts to demonstrate the contrary.
And, of course, now we've got laws that may be passed that are possibly suggesting that anonymous annoyance over the Internet is going to be made illegal.
Really?
We also have campaign finance laws that restrict political speech.
Yeah, I heard you guys talking about that a while back. I heard you guys talking about that, and it further states that the fact that society may find speech offensive is not sufficient reason for suppressing it. It says, indeed, if the speaker's opinion that gives offense, that consequent is a reason for according it constitutional protection.
Yeah, that's why we have the freedom of speech. That's why we have the First Amendment, is to protect unpopular speech. You don't have to protect popular speech. It's popular. Thanks for the call, Jeff. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-5791. And I think a lot of people don't get that. You know, even though they know we're supposed to have freedom of speech in this country, they don't want to see those Ku Klux Klan members speaking.
I don't know. To me, it's so like,
it's obvious.
It's so obvious. Of course, if it needs to be protected, that means somebody don't like it.
Now, right now, certain speech might be popular. Say, most of the people in this country are Christians, so obviously talking about Christian stuff would be considered popular speech, I think, to an extent. But what if that were to change? You know, for those of you that want to suppress certain types of speech, what
and
if
the belief of Christians is that it, in fact, will change when the Antichrist takes over, that, in fact, that's what's going to happen.
I didn't know that.
That kind of speech will be extraordinarily unpopular.
I got to wonder how many people are freaking out now that what Sharon has been in the hospital and all that stuff.
You think that has
all the fundamentalists?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
How so?
If Israel, if the leadership in Israel suddenly changes and we enter into a pact of peace for 7 years with Israel. Oh, that could be major.
I guess.
Don't encourage them, John.
They have to,
I want actually. This is something I thought about. I actually had a little discussion with Torgo about it the other day. I actually wonder if that, because so many people believe in some of these conspiracy theories, especially in the deeply religious movements, that we don't have some people who are in political power who either subconsciously or consciously are attempting to make some of these
things come to pass. Now, but you have to have the temple has to be rebuilt before there's anything like that goes on.
They actually were thinking about, one guy had an idea for doing that temple thing. This is kind of ridiculous, but I'm going to bring it up anyway because I found it humorous at the time. This one guy was, there are two different versions where they tried to reenact the temple. One guy tried to do it virtually by having an online, an MMORPG that built the temple in that position on the, in an MMORPG. A role-playing game, an online computer game. And another guy was talking about over some temple there using lasers and projectors to create a hologram of a temple.
Interesting.
And that the way he talked about it in the scripture and all this stuff, it would be a temple of light and would fulfill the prophecy almost to the T, more so than literally building a temple there would.
Just get a life. 800-259-5791. Find a real hobby. This is your show. You take control of the phones. Google, the feds, they're turning them down. More details on the way.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, release pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to FilterMag.com. That's FilterMag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
Are you a diabetic? Do you have Medicare or private insurance? If you do, here's some great news that could save you time and money. If you're required to test your blood sugar, iCare may be able to provide your supplies at no cost to you. Here's why. We work with Medicare and most private insurances to determine your maximum coverage benefits, so we can ship your supplies free right to your door. So I want you to call us right now. 800-419-2335. 800-419-2335. So if you have diabetes, we make it real easy for you here at iCare. We are an approved Medicare provider, and we do all the paperwork, so all you have to do is call. Toll free at 1-800-419-2335. 800-419-2335. That's 1-800-419-2335. Remember, at iCare, we care.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, 800-259-5791. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got lots of stuff on our website, and all of it's free. The map is there as well. Go to map.freetalklive.com, and you can add yourself to the over 700 of our listeners that have joined as plot points on our map. You just simply enter your location. You can add a photo of yourself, your name, and even a phrase to go along with your entry. You can add a few more details if you wish, and then you'll be added to the map.
I have a question for you. Yeah. You know, you added that whole new pin thing.
Yeah.
I've looked for it. Is it possible to change if you've already added yourself to the map?
I believe you can change if you have a login.
Which I do.
I believe you can.
Okay, I'll have to look at that.
Anyway, so go to
map. I'll post it on the boards how to do it once I figure it out.
Go to map.freetalklive.com, get yourself added to that. All right, Matt, what you said, you've got a... Since we just had Jeff on the line talking about freedom of speech, you have a freedom of speech-related issue here.
Yeah, this article tends to get a little weirder as you get deeper into it, so it's all strange.
Okay.
Protests at funerals are now an issue of free speech in Indiana. They have passed... Apparently, a bill to shield mourners passes 47-1. A bill to restrict protests at military funerals has fallen.
Well, that one guy's anti-mourner.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
What's that mean? Is that a joke?
No.
Okay.
Go ahead.
For funerals for fallen Hoosiers has expanded to include all burials. Setting aside concerns about free speech, the Indiana Senate on Thursday passed a measure 47-1. Legislation now moves to the House, where it is expected to pass also. Senator Brent Steele sponsored the bill after hearing about a Kansas religious sect that picketed the August funeral of Army Staff Sergeant whoever in Martinsville. The sect hoisted signs with slogans such as, "God blew up the troops." Doyle was killed by an improvised explosive device in Iraq. Mm-hmm. The group... The Westboro Baptist Church has protested at five other military funerals in Indiana and a total of about 80 military funerals in 30 states.
So they're protesting against the military?
Sort of. That's where it gets weirder. In 30 states saying that soldiers are dying because of the United States' tolerance for gays.
Oh, that's why they're dying. It's not because of the bullets and the bombs that are exploding. And...
or the fact that they're over there attacking some other country.
Right.
It's because of the gays. So what they're saying is...
Oh, wait, liberating.
Let me see if I understand this. This church is suggesting that if we weren't so nice to the gays in America, that we'd be able to dominate in Iraq and the insurgents...
Save the world.
The insurgents wouldn't be a problem. So somehow the insurgents are being boosted by the fact that we are not killing the gays in this country.
Don't ask, don't tell.
I just...
The bill makes it a Class D felony punishable by up to 3 years in prison and a $10,000 fine for anyone engaged in disorderly conduct within 500 feet of a grave site.
Also, isn't that funny? Isn't it
funeral
interesting?
Funeral home or funeral procession.
This is a bill that's happening in Indiana, but it says in the article that the guy who sponsored the bill was inspired by something that happened in Kansas? Kentucky, was it?
It was, I believe...
It was a different state.
Indiana and Kentucky are... neighboring states.
But it also happened in Indiana, too.
Oh, it did.
Five times in Indiana.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I missed that. Because normally politicians are very reactionary. You know, if something
happens... probably happening on the border of Indiana.
The Westboro Baptist Church is busy. They've been at 80 military funerals in 30 states.
Mm-hmm.
So,
are graveyards... I don't know anything about graveyards. Are they private property, most of them? Are there public graveyards?
I would imagine that most of them... have to do with a church.
I would think that they are private property. I don't know. Again,
yeah,
I'm clueless about this. So why do you... it's private property. Why do you have to have an extra law describing who and what can go on somebody's private property. I mean, if protesters are a problem, then...
But 500 feet's a long way. You could get out on the sidewalk, you know, near a, you know, funeral that's going on, and you would be in the public arena, but
I see what
still
you're
within
saying.
500 feet.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Hmm. I think it's a little unnecessary.
It's pretty unpopular speech, I'm sure. They say, God's killing our military because of the gay people. Mm-hmm. That's got to be pretty unpopular.
I got to say that I got to disagree with this. Hey, you're having a funeral. If you're out in public, there's a chance somebody else is going to be around. Somebody else saying something you don't like.
If it were a private cemetery.
Yeah, put up a wall.
There are private cemeteries.
Yes, there are.
Yeah, I'm
I think
sure
most of them are.
I'm also disorderly conduct. It's that big, you know, wide... sweeping term, disorderly conduct within 500 feet. What's that mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it could be just not people
protesting. It just means you're out of order.
Gay military people or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anybody who's out of order, whatever that means. Which can mean whatever cops on the scene can decide that you're being out of order.
Kids playing hacky sack too close to a funeral.
Right. 800-259-5791.
You know, I kind of have an issue with this whenever you bring this up, because... Say we have a court, you know, we do, in a libertarian society, say we have a libertarian court where we still have to decide stuff. There still has to be arbitration.
Okay. Sure.
Well, in, you know, whatever arbitration building that we have, you know, obviously that's still going to be a court. There has to be some sort of level of reasonable, what's tolerable and reasonable behavior. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a court. You can't just walk into the court, blah, 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 blah,
obviously.
Blah, blah. I mean... But
if it's private, if it's a private court, then they'll be able to set rules.
Why does it have to be
a
private court? But what about a public court?
Well, they could have rules there too, I suppose. They already do.
Right.
Ian's gotten tired of defending libertarian positions. Now he only defends anarchist ones.
Hey, I got some quick emails here. This one from the Chicagoan. He wanted to clarify that sea piracy is alive and well. He cites an article from CNN.com back in 2004 where sea piracy has hit a record high. As of 2004. Because you asked about that, man, which you didn't think there were pirates anymore.
There's not much as far as piracy goes.
There's not around here, but in other areas of the world, apparently there is. Anyway, he also wanted to point out that the European Central Bank has 15% of its reserves in gold, but that in no way implies that it is backed by gold, meaning the euro. Because we had Walt on the show earlier this week who claimed like 33 or 37% of the euro was backed by gold, according to the Chicagoan, who, from what I've seen, is pretty wise on monetary policy. That's just not the case. And I couldn't believe that it would even be partially gold-backed. Couldn't believe that. So, as he points out, the Federal Reserve holds gold reserves also, but it provides no constraint on how much they print. So just because they have a few bricks of gold in a warehouse somewhere doesn't mean anything.
Well, you know, you get lots of information from lots of different places, especially if you use the Internet, and sometimes you get bad information. That's just the way that goes.
Indeed. So there you go. Now you know the euro does not have gold backing. Let's go to an email from Mikhail in Sweden. Hello, Ian and Manwich. On the show, you've been talking about corporations a lot lately. When I hear the word and translate it into Swedish, I think about really big private companies operating all over the world. Now, I guess that such companies do some heavy lobbying in the District of Criminals, as Walt put it earlier. But if we put that aside, have I understood it correctly? Because if that's the case, I don't really see how it is that corporations are a product of the state. Surely a company can become multinational without lobbyists by simply selling people what they want and by doing a darn good job at it.
Sure it can.
What's the difference between being a big company and a corporation?
Well, a corporation is incorporated. It is a legal shroud.
A corporation is a file folder.
Yeah.
It's a folder full of papers sitting in a filing cabinet somewhere.
But it shrouds people from
legal
responsibility.
Protection. Right. It's legal protection from, you know, you can't have your assets taken from you.
Right. But when you think of Walmart, the corporation, that's totally different from the Walmart physical brick-and-mortar stores, the Walmart employees. The corporation is just a series of forms that were created to be filled out for the purpose of legal protection. That's what a corporation is. And, yes, businesses do create corporations for themselves. So the business came first. First came the idea. You know, the guy that created the business, whoever it was, Ray Kroc from McDonald's, right? First comes the business idea. He creates the business. Then, after a little while, he realizes that he's at risk for creating this business. So, therefore, he goes and files for a corporation with the government in order to protect him and protect his assets. That's what a corporation is. It shields the business owners from the consequences of their actions. And I don't really like that idea. 800-259-5791. This is your show. You take control. Free Talk Live.
Thanks for tuning in to this edition of Coffee on the Air. I'm your host, Joe Java. Today we're talking about guilt-free, healthy coffee. Yes, it is possible to enjoy healthy coffee. And on today's episode, we're going to tell you how. More after this break.
Time to wake up and start your day on a healthy note with Gano Coffee. What makes Gano Coffee so special is the addition of high-quality Ganoderma from the amazingly nutritious red reishi mushroom that provides energy and helps expel toxins from the body. For your coffee sample, call toll-free 866-271-3653.
Welcome back to Coffee on the Air. I'm Joe Java with news that you can enjoy guilt-free coffee. Just visit our website, coffeeontheair.com. Or call us directly at 866-271-3653. Stay tuned for the next episode of Coffee on the Air, when we discuss how Gano Coffee can boost your immune system and can actually help you get a good night's sleep.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
You don't love me anymore. You used to take such good care of me.
Is that my car talking to me?
Yes. You neglect me. Change my oil late most of the time. Use the cheapest gas. I'm getting sick. One of these days, I'm just gonna give up.
Wait a minute. I've got 3 more years of payments on you.
If you want me to last forever, you need to add protected engine treatment, protected transmission treatment, and especially protect a complete fuel system treatment. Protecta's unique synthetic fortifiers treat the metal and the oil to reduce friction like no other.
Okay, I'll add some Protecta, but you'll have to perform.
How about faster acceleration, more horsepower, longer lasting? I'll always be there for you.
So if you want more, treat it right with Protecta by SFR. For a special offer of free shipping, go to www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Toll free, 1-800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have the bulletin board system there. Lots of opinions being bantied about on the BBS. Over 1,100 people are interacting there. 77,000-plus posts for you to surf around through. Serious issues, fun stuff, all there online for free at freetalklive.com. All right, so we were talking about corporations a moment ago, and we had a gentleman from, I think, Sweden email in, and he was a little confused about what a corporation was. And I think most people are confused about what corporations are. They see commercials for Nike and Walmart and McDonald's on TV, and they think, those are big, evil corporations.
Just do it.
When in fact,
always low prices.
They're businesses who have corporate identities. Corporations are simply paperwork that they filled out with the government in order to shield themselves from prosecution and shield their assets. But now we actually have another international listener who wants to comment on corporations. This one is from, and I have not read the pronunciation guideline. He gave me a pronunciation. Let's see. Hans? I haven't even read his pronunciation guideline. Anyway, he says, hi, guys. I'm probably the greatest Free Talk Live fan from good old Germany, so please don't laugh about my English. Mm-hmm. However, I often stumble across some issues in your show, which have now made me to undertake a quest. I've studied economics and business administration, and although you have a really great understanding in most parts of how economics work, sometimes you miss some very important points. So, my quest from now on is to help you and your listeners in some tricky economical question.
We have our very own Ludwig von Mises.
I hope you Austrian. Don't mind. He says, corporations, I'm afraid you're mistaken that corporate enterprises are a creation of the government. In fact, they are not. Firstly, I try to explain how a corporation could exist and be created in a libertarian society, and secondly, I try to explain why we so bitterly need them and why they would exist. Part 1. A corporation is nothing more than a club or a society. A few people get together for a purpose, let's say to make business. They give themselves articles of association which say if this enterprise goes wrong, we won't give more money than we all have already given, and we share the winnings according on how much each individual invested. This is made public to all dispute resolution organizations, private companies. Everyone who wants to do business with this corporation or wants to be employed knows and has to accept these conditions. Because corporations are a better way to do business, we would have nearly the same system that we do now. Part 2. Ian, you're mistaken in taking huge amounts of risk. You're mistaken in thinking that taking huge amounts of risk to do business is the main part in doing business. The big thing here is to make money. Risk is everywhere in life. The complex thing in doing business is to deal with the risk. You share it, you transform it, you diversify. But wouldn't you say, Manwich, though, that the more risk you take, the bigger the reward will be?
It's not necessarily true, but there are circumstances where that's true.
I think in general that tends to be the case. I mean, taking stupid risks...
Yeah, there's plenty of stupid risks
out
there.
And uncalculated risks is going to leave you hurting. But in general, if you want to make money... You have to have money, and you have to put up that money.
There's risk involved in business, certainly.
I don't know. I think we'd have insurance over government protection. And I think insurance organizations would spring up.
To insure corporations?
Yeah,
insure companies.
I think you'd have to take risk until you were able to afford a decent insurance policy.
He says you do all kinds of stuff so you don't lose all your money. So that's why you invest not in one company if you want to save for your later part in life. You invest in some companies to diversify the risk. So you can make the same amount of money with less risk. That's the first point of the corporation, to diversify risk. The second one is, for some enterprises and businesses, one person just doesn't have enough money, or he can't take all the risk himself. So you have to convince other people to join in.
Right.
You could argue that they could do all this without the limitation of liability, but then you couldn't invest in a greater number of different companies to diversify your risk. Because you would have to worry about losing more money than you'd invested, you'd have to monitor more than just the stock prices, and so you can't possibly invest in thousands of corporations. Because corporations could exist in a free society without government and have the advantages to collect much money and to share the risk for the owners, and the possibility to diversify your risk as an investor, corporations would exist. So he believes that in a free market environment, we could have corporations.
In fact, corporations would exist.
What do you think about that?
Well, I certainly am not the one to say that it wouldn't happen, but...
I don't think it would be quite the same as what we have today. I think that having free market corporations would be... Totally different situation. We can't really predict what it would be like.
Organizations, but we wouldn't have corporations.
I think one of the reasons you see things like the tobacco industry, you know, these huge settlements with McDonald's, with you know, coffee spilled in the lab, which was overturned, by the way.
Right.
You know, corporations that are held just hugely liable, whereas if it was an individual on individual, it wouldn't be any big deal. I think that with corporations being gone, juries would look at, oh, I'm not talking about Walmart Incorporated. I'm talking about
Sam Walton.
Yeah, I'm talking about Sam Walton, who's sitting here, and I'm going to take his money and give it to that person. You know, I think that you would have those circumstances more. People would be much more empathetic towards a man a group of men as opposed to a you know.
Well, plus, as we've pointed out, as we have pointed out in the past, I don't know what it's like in Germany, but here in America today, people can just put as many lawsuits out there as they want to.
Yeah,
and
I
don't know what they call it.
Winner pays.
That doesn't make sense.
Crazy.
But we want a loser pay system where whoever loses the case, whoever loses the lawsuit, has to pay it all. They have to pay every single bit of it. And so, therefore, that would reduce the amount of the litigation that we have in this society. I mean, it would cut it significantly, don't you think?
Yeah.
If you actually knew as a person filing a lawsuit that there was a chance that if your lawsuit was bunk, you'd have to pay for the entire amount, including the lawyer, the attorney's fees, and the court costs, and everybody's fees, you'd have to pay all that, you'd think 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 times before you considered filing a lawsuit against somebody. So I think that would be a major change. And I don't think corporations would necessarily, if they did exist, would work the same way that that we think that they might. One thing's for sure, I don't like the government version of them, because that seems to really protect the elite at the cost of everybody else. More coming back. Free Talk Live. Take control of the show.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791, toll-free, 1-800-259-5791. Dean here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich. And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. We got lots of stuff on our website. It's all on the house. If you want to support the show, though, you can become a Free Talk Live amplifier for $3 a month. Now, that money goes to support Free Talk Live. It goes to advertise, market, and promote our show. It gets us more radio stations on board. It gets us more internet listeners on. And so amping the show is really the most one of the most powerful things you can do to spread the message of freedom and liberty. So go to amp.freetalklive.com to get all the details on the program. That's amp.freetalklive.com. You can learn about all the perks and the benefits that you get as an amplifier, including classic archives, the amplifiers only forum, the amp only call in line as well. Lots of neat stuff there. amp.freetalklive.com. So man, you had a hole in the loser pays system that you wanted to exploit here.
I've been thinking about it, and what I was thinking was, suppose you're a big wealthy guy, and a bit cantankerous, like even mean.
I don't know why. When you say the word cantankerous, Walt comes to mind.
He does have a bit of that crotchety feel to him, but, you know, it's just the way it is.
Dollars.
So I'm wealthy, all right.
Okay, you're wealthy, and I'm walking my dog in your neighborhood because, well, even though I'm not affluent, I do enjoy looking at affluence.
Yes.
So I'm walking my dog, and my dog poos in your yard.
Yes.
And I decide, for whatever reason, I didn't bring a bag. I just don't feel like cleaning it up. And so this is a pretty minor infraction. What do you say?
Sure.
Is that the sound of a dog?
Yeah.
Okay.
It hurt when he poops.
I just wanted to make it clear that this is a minor infraction. Now you decide, because you're mean, that you're going to sue me in a civil court and a loser pay system. Now you are rich and you bring to bear a prodigious legal arsenal. 30 lawyers, they file motion after motion that just, you know, works the heck out of the court.
Right.
So there's lots of hours spent on the case, and I'm just sitting there, you know, I've got the attorney that I can get.
I have the answer for you.
Okay, I'm not quite done.
Okay.
And so then here we have a large, you know, we built up a large bill.
I'm doing this because I know I'm going to win.
Tens of thousands of dollars.
Poop in my yard, right? And
right.
I want to just stick it to you.
Right, and just because you're mean, so you know that I'm going to win, and you did it.
Okay, in a free market court system?
Mm-hmm.
I know you were thinking of like a libertarian court system where the government was running the courts, but in a free market court system, courts would have to make people happy. There'd be competition between courts. And so I would think that one of the things that would apply would be some sort of sensible limitation on the amount of, say, lawyers or representation. Like if I'm bringing a lawsuit against you for a dog pooping in my yard and, you know, violating one of my property rights or the neighborhood covenant or whatever, that the judge in the case would say, excuse me, Mr. Ian, you've got 15 lawyers. This is a dog pooping case. You know, in order to make his customers happy, because otherwise nobody's going to want to use the court system or the court company that happens to cater to these rich and powerful people.
There's a strong argument against government courts right there.
Did you really just rely on the free market will fix it?
No, I did, because competition makes things better, man. Groups that are providing justice, groups that are providing arbitration, will have to do it on a voluntary basis. So therefore, in that case, you wouldn't be able to tie up the system. They wouldn't necessarily stand for that. The judge would say, you can't file motion after motion. It's clear to me that the dog pooped in his yard. Motion for the process, you know, motion for you. You get the poop cleaned up in $5 for waste, you know, for your time.
The free market will fix it.
I think you're being ludicrous. I mean, in the government system, that might actually be able to be, that might actually be possible. But in the free market, competition would knock that stuff out. Hey, we're done for tonight. Saturday show's tomorrow night. It's been Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
Join us online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.